Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I'm in the most supernatural land in the world, Jerusalem, Israel, the place that Jesus came at his first appearance, the place that Jesus is about ready to return. And the most important thing for you to know is you can have yourself experiential knowledge with God. God wants you to have experiential knowledge. And my guest is supernaturally equipped by God to help you not just have experiential knowledge with God, but she operates in what is known as creative miracles. Catherine Ruinala, I'm going to tell you something. Get ready for your experience with the living God.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, the Weiss translation of the Bible says, this is eternal life, that you might have experiential knowledge of the Messiah. Catherine, I don't know how it happened, but at 12, your heart said, I've got to have more than religion. What did you pray?
You know, I believe we need to be real with God. And I was at a youth camp, everyone was worshiping God, lifting their hands, and I just got real with him. I said, Lord, I believe in you, but I can't see you and I don't know you, and it's really hard to worship somebody I can't see and I don't know. And I just said, help. And you know, right there in the middle of worship, the Lord made himself real to me. I can't explain it any other way than I was blind, but now I see. He made himself real. And from that day on, I was different.
Yeah, but you know, Catherine, many times people have an experience with God, but then they get sabotaged along the way called life. It's like the devil knows something good is in your future and he tries to sabotage you. So the first two people that Catherine prays for that are dying from cancer, what happened to them?
Sid, both of them died. And I tell you, I was so discouraged. I actually thought, you know, Lord, I love you, but I think I'm going to put this miracle healing thing in the too hard basket, because it seemed to be too risky to me.
But besides that, you know what? You can get by without the supernatural.
Yeah.
The word she said is true. It's too risky. And most of you don't understand the definition of biblical faith is spelled R-I-S-K.
That is
risk.
So true. It's so true. But you know, as I was just putting this whole thing in the too hard basket, suddenly I had a vision. It was an open vision, and the Lord spoke to me. And he said, Catherine, you must believe. You know, God's ways are better than our ways. And he said, lay hands on the sick and you'll see them recover. Heal the sick. And this was the way Jesus did it. He'd perform miracles, and people then would listen as he told them the good news.
You know, this may be hard for you and may be hard for you to believe, but when I first started praying for people, I had met Catherine Coleman, I saw all these miracles. Do you know the first at least 200 people I prayed for, no one was healed, no one. One person died on me. The elders of the congregation said, I don't like the way Sid is praying for so many people. It's something in me would not give up.
Well, you know, I believe if you don't change the subject, if you don't quit, you win. And now we have seen so many people with cancer, incurable diseases,
but this is ridiculous. Let me explain something to you. Jesus said, you'll do the same things I have done and even greater. You told me that you absolutely expect God to heal at least one deaf person when you speak. You really have that faith?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit who does it. And pretty much every town I go into, one of the first miracles he does is someone with a completely deaf ear gets their ear open.
All right, what about something really amazing, like someone with no ear drum? Well, how do you get someone healed with no ear drum?
I've seen four.
Tell me one.
Four of those.
Tell
you know,
me about
just
one.
Recently in South Korea, we had two people. One lady was born without an eardrum, instantly got her hearing restored. Another lady at the age of six had a terrible infection that didn't get treated, and her eardrum was completely deformed and damaged. She had no hearing whatsoever. The doctors have just confirmed she has a perfectly formed eardrum. She instantly heard. God does this, and then as soon as people can recognize, wow, that person couldn't hear, now they can, they release their faith, and amazing miracles happen without hands even being laid on.
Now, you teach that worship is the key to everything in life, to the supernatural, to miracles, to solving family problems, to solving financial problems, to just living this life in this crazy thing called life. Why is this worship so important to you?
Well, you know, how do you trust somebody you don't know? When you know him, when you know how good he is and how much he loves us, then it's easy to trust him. Because I know him, because I know his love for me, his love for people, because I know his will is to bring life and healing, then, you know, I'm not putting my trust in a concept or an intellectual idea or even a theology. My trust is in somebody I know, God himself.
When we come back, I want to find out how you were baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Announcing the It's Supernatural School of Ministry. What would happen if you knew the Bible inside out? What difference would it make in your life and your family's life if you were able to walk in the supernatural of God every day? The truth is, it would dramatically change your life forever. As you better grasp what Jesus taught in the Bible, as you learn how to hear God's voice, and as you better understand how to effectively minister in the gifts of the Spirit, your life will never be the same. If you're somebody who wants to be mentored on how to walk in the supernatural every day, or perhaps you're a home group leader, or a Sunday school teacher, or even a pastor, then our It's Supernatural School of Ministry is for you. Attending a typical Bible school is inconvenient, inflexible, and expensive, but through our It's Supernatural School of Ministry, you attend classes right in your own home and study at your own pace, day or night. If you cannot grasp the teaching the first time, you can replay it over and over again until you do understand it. Go to our website and check out the assortment of classes dealing with subjects like receiving your healing, operating in the gifts of the Spirit, hearing the voice of God, dream interpretation, working with angels, spiritual warfare, accessing the glory of God, and so much more. Your classroom comes to you in this beautifully designed box, making it a perfect addition to display on your bookshelf. For instance, this is Catherine Runala's course on Intimacy with God. Inside the box, you will find Catherine's six classroom sessions contained on three high-quality DVDs. Each session features anointed prayers of impartation. Catherine's easy-to-follow workbook, which includes Catherine's professor's notes, a place to write your own notes, summary questions, and guidance for prayer and reflection. Plus, you will receive Catherine's book, Living in the Miraculous. It's affordable. Enroll today and you'll be awarded this $75 Pioneer Scholarship. It's like giving you a check for $75. Go to our website, itssupernaturalschool.com, and check out the various courses now available.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Catherine, a word that when I think about you, I think about two things. I think about miracles and someone that has such intimacy with God that the miracles are natural. To you, what does intimacy with God mean?
You know, the Bible talks about us becoming one with him. Because of the cross, we have the privilege of actually being one with him. And his desire, the joy that was set before him, was that we would have fellowship with him. That is, that we could be real with him, talk with him and hear what he's saying and tell him everything that's going on in our hearts. You know, I believe if we learn how to really lean on him and not try to work out things with our own understanding, but to lean on him, to involve him in every aspect of our lives, then he makes our path straight. And I tell you what, Christ in us, he has big dreams.
You know, something that I'm beginning from the people I interview in my study of the Bible, of course, there's something called being filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues or supernatural languages. But I hear so little, and yet when I interview people that move in extraordinary miracles, they have had what the Bible calls a baptism of fire. Tell me about the time you had a baptism of fire.
Well, you know, I would read people like Maria Woodworth Eder and John G. Lake and Smith Wigglesworth and their experiences with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I used to think to myself, maybe I missed something. You know, I received the gift of tongues when I was about 13, and I'd pray in tongues, and that's powerful. But, you know, I wasn't doing the stuff that they were doing. And I thought, what have I missed? And I began to think, well, Lord, you said you were going to come and baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So I just began to press in and contend with God, saying, Lord, I want a baptism of fire. And I tell you, God just began to do such a deep work on my life. I was forever changed. And his power now, he manifests himself in amazing miracles.
Describe a specific moment in your history and what happened with this baptism in fire.
Well, I used to go and rent videos when I was a mom with little kids of people who moved in miracles. I'd watch Catherine Kuhlman and different ones. And one day, the video bus man that I was renting these videos from, he prayed for me. And as I walked off the bus, I got in the car and suddenly the power of God came on me in such an amazing way. I shook and I laughed and I cried. And you know, from that moment on, things have been different. The Lord, he comes with such power and such holy boldness. And I believe that's what the baptism of fire is.
Now, out of curiosity, were you always as bold as you are now?
Oh, Sid, I was one of the most self-conscious and insecure people that you could have met. But it's the perfect love of God. It's in intimacy with him that his love casts out fear. You see, if we're not receiving what we need from him, we're going to be trying to get it from everybody else. We're going to be looking at them and trying to get them to make us feel better. We'll be afraid to do things in case, you know, we don't get our needs for affirmation met. But when you're receiving daily from the one who speaks to you and loves you more than you can absolutely even emotionally handle, and his desire is to fill you to overflowing so that when you are interacting with people, you're no longer needing something from them. You're overflowing with a love that empowers you and casts out fear.
You know, I'm reminded of a worldly saying, you're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. I call that a lie.
Well, I think it's ridiculous.
If you become so heavenly minded, that's the only way you can be earthly good.
Well, I think unless you are, then you're conscious about yourself. But if you are absolutely caught up with this one who loves you more than life. You know, and I pray from Ephesians 3, there's a prayer in there that I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen me with might so I could understand and know the love of God that passes knowledge. I need supernatural strength to actually handle that amount of love that he wants to give me. And as I receive that, that's what empowers me to no longer be worried about myself. And I get to see what he wants. I get to hear his heart. And I am empowered to be as he is in the earth, which is really exciting.
You recently got back from Nicaragua. Tell me, I mean, that is a country with needs. What happened?
There was a very big meeting where many, many people came. They gave out free tickets to the prostitutes of the city. And we saw such astounding miracles. I mean, the first miracle he did was open a deaf ear. And then after that, suddenly the faith in the room was so high. I began to call out words of knowledge. There was a lady who had a tumor on her neck, another lady with a brain tumor who'd walked in unable to walk properly because of the tumor. Someone with a leg significantly shorter than the other, to the point that she'd had to hem her pants. I gave these words of knowledge, not knowing anything about any of them being there. And they all came up and testified that, you know, the tumor on the neck had disappeared. The lady who couldn't walk because of the brain tumor ran up the stairs to testify. The other lady got down and showed us, you know, how her leg had grown out, and she was now able to walk properly.
And what I find is when people start saying God is moving, and God's not a respecter of persons, that means if he'll do it for one person, he'll do it for everyone. I'll tell you what. When we come back, I want you to pray for two things. I want you to pray for miracles, and I want you to pray for the most important thing. To God, it's the most important thing, that you yourself have your own intimacy with God, because it is from this intimacy that the Messiah says all things are possible. So don't you tell me, but I tell you, God says all things are possible. We'll be right back.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal. Normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, Catherine Rinalda is known for having intimacy with God. Catherine, if there's one thing that you can help us with to achieve this intimacy with God, what is the key?
You know, I believe it is fellowship with God through worship, through a life of worship. And worship is, I used to think it was a strange concept. Why would God want us to tell him how good he was all the time? Mm-hmm. But actually, worship is a divine embrace. It's like when I was a young mom and my little kids would see me when I came home, they'd put their arms up and go, up, mommy, up. And I couldn't resist, I want to scoop them up. And you know what? That's what worship's like for us. We come to God and we say, up, Daddy, help. And he runs towards us, scoops us up. And just as we love on him, he loves on us. And he tells us we have to pray for supernatural help to handle how much love he wants to give us.
Well, is worship an event such as singing to God, or is it a lifestyle for you?
Oh, for me, worship is an absolute lifestyle. It's not just singing, it is actually living in adoration to God. Everything, the whole of creation, is our invitation to respond to God in worship, to have fellowship with him. And that's where joy comes from. We can live joyful knowing that he loves you.
Yeah, no, I believe if it didn't release miracles, if it didn't release favor, if it didn't release healing, if it didn't release solving family problems, you would live a life of worship anyway.
Ah, oh, there's nothing more glorious. We were created for worship.
Would you worship God just for a moment? I want to watch you worship God.
You know, I believe even as we talk about him, we are worshiping him. The Holy Spirit, he leads us in revelation knowledge of him. And then God manifests himself through us. As we are communing with him, we get to manifest him.
I feel his presence as you're talking about him right now. Tell me a few miracles that have happened.
You know, I believe that as we live this lifestyle of intimacy with God, God wants to show himself strong. We had a couple bring a little foster baby, 18 months old, to a meeting, and they think she'd been shaken as an infant, and her eyes couldn't focus. She had one eye would go this way, one eye go this way, and she had no sense of balance, had never walked as a result. And we just commanded her eyes in the name of Jesus to come straight. And in front of everybody, God just straightened her eyes. People gave their lives to the Lord on the spot.
You know what's so amazing? Here we are in Jerusalem, and they have the Muslim prayers on loudspeakers right now. I'm looking for the day that we have Christians worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the name of the one Messiah of the whole world, the Jew, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, on loudspeakers.
Well, you know, and when we see God do miracles, it causes people to respond to God in worship. And, you know, I got called one night into the intensive care unit, and a man had had a terrible accident. It was a logging accident. He'd been in a tractor, rolled down a cliff, and had huge gashes in his head. Oh. They'd operated, but they couldn't get all the mud and the gunk out of it, the deep gashes, because it was just so, so deep and so dangerous. And so we worshiped God in the intensive care and just thanked God for healing. I felt the release of power as we just worshiped God there. I left. He was unconscious. We didn't see anything, but I knew God had done something. Well, the next day, the nurses said that they had never seen anything like it.
What happened?
As he was lying on his bed, unconscious, suddenly the gashes in his head started spurting out all the dust and the mud and the gunk all over his pillow, and he was completely healed. He didn't even need an operation.
Do you know something? When you have a lifestyle of worship of God, there's not enough that God can do for you. He can't. He wants to do so much more for you than he's doing right now. But in fact, he wants to heal you right now. I know as a fact there are people with arthritic fingers. The pain is gone, and back and neck problems. What is God showing you right now? Pray for the sick.
You know, I believe even as you're watching, God wants to touch you. We see so many people healed, even as we pray when people are watching. So right now, whatever you need, I believe the God who loves you more than life, even if you don't know him, he wants to make himself real to you. He loves in a way that is practical. So right now, in Jesus' name, I'm going to pray. Holy Spirit, Lord, whatever the miracles they need, touch their bodies. I thank you, Lord, for eyes being opened. I thank you, Father, for a brain tumor right now disappearing in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray above all that everyone watching, everyone hearing the sound of my voice, Lord, that they would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. The eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. God, that they would personally know you, that they would experience you and find you and feel you, Lord, that you would be so real to them, because you don't want to be a concept to them. You don't want to be just a theology. You want to be their friend. Lord, make yourself real to them. Open the eyes of their heart as they cry out and say, help. If you're watching, just say, help, Lord. I want to know you. And I thank you, Lord, you delight to answer their prayers.
There's something going on right now in the invisible world. There is a flood of liquid love coming out to you. From Catherine's heart of worship, there is rivers of living water pouring out to you right now. If you have never said with your mouth, God, forgive me of my sins, I'm so sorry, I believe the blood of Jesus washes them away, and now that I am clean, I ask Jesus to live inside of me. Give me a new heart, a new spirit. Become my Lord. Use your own words. Doesn't have to be my words. Just Jesus' help was enough to get it done for me.
Yeah.
But this is your moment to have experiential knowledge with the living God and live a life of worship. Yes.
Announcing the It's Supernatural School of Ministry.
I am so excited to tell you we are now going to the next level. We have just launched It's Supernatural School of Ministry, in which we take the best of the best guests and we have them develop a total course in the subject of their expertise. And I'm going to extend an invitation to you to be among the first. Why is this so important? Because the anointing of God is rising. The gifts are going to be activated in you, and you won't know how to operate with them I don't want you to have to take 40 years like me. I don't want you to be like my Jewish people walking in the desert for 40 years when you can get the courses that you want by the best teachers on the planet.
You can enroll today and take Catherine Runala's course on Intimacy with God, or you choose another one of the courses in our It's Supernatural School of Ministry. There is an assortment of courses dealing with subjects like receiving your healing, operating in the gifts of the Spirit, hearing the voice of God, dream interpretation, working with angels, spiritual warfare, accessing the glory of God, and so much more. Attending a typical Bible school is inconvenient, inflexible, and expensive, but through our It's Supernatural School of Ministry, you attend classes right in your own home and study at your own pace, day or night. The great thing about having your professor on DVD is that if you cannot grasp the teaching the first time, you can replay it over and over and over again until you do understand it. Here's how your course will come to you. Your classroom comes to you in this beautifully designed box, making it a perfect addition to display on your bookshelf. For instance, this is Catherine Runala's course on Intimacy with God. Inside the box, you will find Catherine's 6 classroom sessions, contained on 3 high-quality DVDs. Each session features anointed prayers of impartation. Catherine's easy-to-follow workbook, which includes Catherine's professor's notes, a place to write your own notes, summary questions, and guidance for prayer and reflection. Plus, you will receive Catherine's book, Living in the Miraculous. Through Catherine's course on Intimacy with God, you will gain a personal understanding of how to live in the revelation of God's love. You will begin to flow in the supernatural gifts of God every day. After you pass your exam, you will receive a certificate of completion signed by Sid Roth and the Dean of the school. And if you like, you can come to our It's Supernatural Media and Mentoring Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, and receive your certificate from Sid Roth himself. Enroll today, and you will be awarded this $75 Pioneer Scholarship. It's like giving you a check for $75. Call now to get Catherine Runala's course on Intimacy with God, or go on our website at itssupernaturalschool.com and check out the other courses available. Just one course in most Bible colleges would cost $1,000 or more. Plus, there's the cost of your textbook and other fees. You could be paying close to $2,000 per course, but the cost through It's Supernatural School of Ministry for the Catherine Runala course is just $229, including everything you need. Your professor comes to you on DVD. Your workbook and your textbook is included in this beautiful box set. But listen, for a limited time with your scholarship of $75, your cost per course won't be $229, but will be just $154. Now that's an incredible savings. You can't go to Bible school for just $154 and earn your certificate of completion. And shipping and handling is included. Call now, log on to our website, or send your check of $154 to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number SB9299 or log on to itssupernaturalschool.com. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest, some 40 years ago, God invaded his living room, flattened him to the floor, and instantly downloaded in picture form the stories of the Bible as if he was there.